Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
As far as any of the ridiculous allegations out there, I'm not going to spend more than one sentence in response to it, and that is that I resent any of those accusations because they're patently false, and it's interesting the amount of power that people think that I have.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Canada. Welcome.
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And yeah, they're probably at the shortstop or that one little rinky-dink bar they have walking distance from Dodger Stadium, pouring up shots of Casamigos right now for Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Yeah, I'm going to give it to him. I was thinking about maybe Kike or Teoscar, the Hernandez brothers, and their solo shots, but I mean, you got to give it to the guy that went five scoreless innings. I know it's not really enough for an ace that's getting paid $325 million. But all in all, Yoshinobu Yamamoto is the third rookie with a scoreless start of five or more innings pitched in a winner-take-all postseason game. And, I mean, that's what they went and got the guy for. He takes the ball and helps send the Dodgers to the NLCS where they'll face your make-it-happen Mets. And I also took Yamamoto in this scenario because I'm thinking back to Steve Cohen flying to Japan, taking his family out to a French dinner for some French cuisine or something like that. And then also Yamamoto coming to the States and going to Steve Cohen's estate, all just to run the price up, all just to use the richest owner in the sport to get that number from 250 to 275 to 300 to 325 million for this guy. Mets fans, you know how much the Mets love their owner. Gotta have some payback on your mind. Let's go to Ross in Bergen County. What's up, Ross? You're on The Fan.
What's up, Keith? How's it going, man?
Good, man. Heard you were calling the game tonight. I got a message from Coach Chris about you calling the Ironman game.
Yeah, we had Bosco St. Joe's. Funny enough, Tommy DeVito was there. We had a couple Ironman alumni.
Tommy Collins?
For like a halftime interview. Yeah, we got the cold shoulder from him. We didn't have Sean Stellato there, so we couldn't get it done. Yeah,
you know, business is not personal.
Yeah, no, I hear. Listen, if I were in his shoes, I wouldn't have done it either. Probably a good thing that we didn't get it through because, long story short, one of our buildings like basically flooded. So long, it's like one of the pipes burst, and apparently all the Wi-Fi goes through that building. So one of the kids were going off his hotspot, and the stream was like real choppy. But, you know, I really do it for the reps, and I think we did a pretty solid job. Me and my buddy Ian were doing it. So, but, other than that, I come home. I get in the car. I hear you had Schmooze on. I got to go listen back to that. I heard him, you know, shouting out Danny Burgers and all that. listen, those are the Mets of old, and it's kind of funny that now they get matched up with the, you know, when Cohen took over, he wanted to be the Dodgers of old, or, you know, kind of the East Coast version of the Dodgers. And now here we are, year four of a five-year window I thought was all but pretty much slammed shut. And we're getting a look at their first deep postseason run under this regime face-to-face with the team he so wanted to be the East Coast version of. And I think, Milwaukee was a litmus test, and obviously Philly, and then now it's kind of a funny thing, too. Well, the Philly fans were kind of all the crap they gave Atlanta fans for the whole curse of the first-round bye and how it's all but an advantage, and then they kind of got their own piece of it. And now the Dodgers just became the first team with a bye in the NL to make it to the NLCS, I think. Yeah, because up until this year, all NLCS matchups were four, five, or six seeds.
Is that correct?
Last year was 4-seed Philly, 6-seed D-backs. Then he had 5-seed San Diego versus 6-seed Philly. So Dodgers broke their own curse tonight.
Thanks for the call, Ross. Well, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's pretty much all I have.
Thanks for the call, bro. What I was going to say next, I'm trying to get Ohtani's numbers. I'm going backwards. Game 5 today, 0-for-4, 3Ks. Game 4, 0-for-4, 2Ks. Game 3, he was 2-for-5. Had some ribbies in there. I'll get the rest of the numbers, but basically what I'm getting at is, how come they weren't saying drop him in the lineup? That's their leadoff hitter. How come they weren't saying to bench him? Not my MVP. Oh, now we're about to see. Ohtani versus Lindor. Oh, we're about to see who the real MVP is now. Michael is in Manahawkin. Michael, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Big fan of the show. Love what you do, man.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
I wanted to make one point and then one question for you. My first point was that, Gary Cohen got nominated for the Frick Award. I heard John Sterling was nominated for this.
Yeah.
There's no question. Gary Cohen is the best announcer, baseball, most of sports.
Doesn't mean he'll win.
That's true. my one question for you, the Mets are going to play the Dodgers. We've beat them before. I have no question we're going to beat them again. But there's talk of Jeff McNeil being back in the lineup. I don't know where he fits in. I would not put him above Jose Iglesias. I wouldn't put him above any of the DHs.
Yeah, but Acuña wouldn't be on the roster. He'd take Acuña's spot.
Yeah, I don't know. Acuña's been pretty good. I mean, he's a rookie. Been pretty good.
He's a whole rookie. He's not even qualified as a rookie, actually.
Yeah. I don't know. He had a couple of big hits at the end of the season. And he's hungry. He wants to win. He's got the pedigree.
He's good, but I think Jeff McNeil is more of a part of the core of this team and these Mets. And I did see some clips. I'm going back. Let's see, a triple for Jet Williams in the Arizona Fall League. I'm going back to see what Jeff McNeil did. SNY Mets was posting these earlier. I think if McNeil is ready, Jeff McNeil with a hit in his first at-bat,
yeah,
I think it would just be another thing that you add to the story, right? Kodai Senga coming back, Jeff McNeil being ready to go.
Yeah, I love the amazing. And you made a great point. Francisco Lindor versus Ohtani. Look at the postseason. Lindor has been the man, and he's not going to stop.
Yeah, and now you get to see them head-to-head, and that's when you'll really measure who's the most valuable player.
And right, and Lindor may not win the MVP, but he is the real MVP. Let's be real about that.
100%. Thanks for the call, Michael. 888-808-1019. Also, there was rumors at the end of the season that Ohtani may be available to pitch, right? He was throwing off the mound. He was having a little bullpen session at the end of the regular season. Well, if he can't hit, he might as well pitch. 888-808-1019. Let's take a left turn and talk to Rich in Corvallis, Oregon on the Fan.
Yeah, I know it's been a baseball-centric sort of night, but I just kind of want to mention, so I'm a Raiders fan, and Jets picking up Devontae Adams. I'm kind of hopeful that after Woody Johnson decided to stick his nose and go ahead and fire Rob Saleh, I'm hoping that the Jets are going to get a little bit drunk and give us a first-rounder for Devontae Adams. What do you think the odds are of that?
If they lose to the Bills on Monday Night Football and they don't get enough production out of the receivers, or guys are dropping passes, running the wrong routes, getting flags, maybe. But I think that ship has kind of sailed. Even with Antonio Pierce talking about he's a Raider, he's been a Raider. Like, I don't know. I think if they, you know, there's not that many suitors for him. If they knew where, you know, he wanted to go, or if there was a package out there that they wanted, that would have been done by now. I don't know. I can't call it.
Yeah, I think it's hard to say. I mean, it really sucks that Derek Carr went down this week, because I think the Saints were the next biggest, you know, competitor in the bidding war.
Derek Carr gets hurt, Rob Saleh gets fired, and now the two biggest, you know, suitors for a Davante Adams trade are probably like, we got to hold here. But the trade deadline isn't for another month, so.
Yeah, I think it muddied the waters, you know, for sure. And then just one quick thing on baseball is, you know, I heard you twice tonight say that Rodon should go out there because that's what he's paid to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, that just feels like you're down in Atlantic City and you've had a bad night and you're down $100 and you just keep taking trips to the ATM.
No. That's not like that at all. I've been there. That's not like that at all. That's foolish. Rodon won 15 games this year. Rodon makes $27 million. Rodon is a veteran. Rodon has he had a good three innings. Rodon has to build on that. He has to learn from that first outing as a Yankee in the postseason. On a Monday night, the next week, he gets an opportunity to step back out there on the mound. Control your emotions, bro. Do it again.
Yeah, so
he's signed for another 4 years. We can't baby him. We can't pretend like he's not, like, we have to throw him out there.
Yeah, so you're hopeful that the approach is going to be let's build his confidence. Let's kind of do Mendy did with Holland.
There's no building confidence. Be better. You're supposed to be a postseason performer. You said it yourself that you're here not to pitch to the All-Star break, but to pitch in October. He has the stuff. We saw it, the way he struck out the side to start the game. Like, just control your emotions, lock in, do better. Cole can't do it on his own. They won't throw Luis Hill. Maybe they will this time around. But, like, he's a rookie, and I just don't think that they're throwing any of these rookies into the fire. Rodon is not a rookie. It's sink or swim. He's got to be able to swim.
Yeah, put up or shut up. All right. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Rich. 888-808-1019. Like, you didn't see Ben Rice. I thought there was a good shot. I remember at the end of the season, I'm like, I guess, well, we saw Ben Rice in the regular season. Rizzo goes down, so they're going to go Ben Rice. No, they went Cabrera, Birdie. Cabrera, Birdie. Ben Rice, you're a rookie. We're not going to put you in that situation because we think you young boys will probably melt. Luis Gil, Jason Dominguez, experience plays. Look at Giancarlo Stanton. But I would like to see Gil, right? Because there was a point where we were talking about Gil as a Cy Young contender, rookie of the year. And he's got nasty stuff. It could really help. It could really play. Let the kids play. If we end up playing these young Tigers, you want to see all those young boys go at it, right? The game's getting younger. Lenny in Glendale. Are you in Glendale, Arizona? I hear your radio. You got to cut the radio down in the back.
No, Glendale, Queens. New York.
New York, New York, baby.
Yeah. Just a question for you. I know you're a Yankees fan, whatever. But why don't they give Luis Gil one shot? I just heard the last call, and you answered that. He's a rookie. Guy's going to be the rookie of the year. Let him pitch one game and see what if he wouldn't go to the World Series, then you know you have him. I know Rodon makes a lot of money, whatever he's supposed to be. He's seasoned. But this guy's going to be the rookie of the year. Let him pitch.
Yeah, I don't think they have any confidence in him coming out of the bullpen because that's not what he does. He's
I don't
a
want
starter.
Him in the bullpen. I want him to start a game.
Yeah, the way that it's set up, though, with these off days and travel and these breaks, where would you start him?
Honestly, I would start on Monday night.
Okay.
Let him go innings and see. Let him go 5-6 innings.
He hasn't pitched, right? If he's starting Monday night, I was at the last game that he pitched. He gave up some solo shots against the Pirates. He hasn't pitched since September 28th?
Yeah, I figured 14, 18 days. But this guy's the rookie of the year. You're not going to let him pitch? I don't understand this. I know he's not built for the bullpen. That's correct.
Maybe they have a plan. Maybe they're not revealing their ultimate plan with him. Maybe they plan to use him. I don't know.
Wow. I don't understand. But I just wanted to ask you that question because I'm sitting here like I'm befuddled. I'm saying, why ain't this guy pitching starting? Rookie of the year is going to sit?
Yeah, because he's a rookie.
Rookie of the year, they pitched.
it's a good problem to have to not necessarily need him. Thanks for the call, Lenny. But then there's a thought about, like, then why are you carrying him? I don't know. They carried 11 pitchers, and you got to see all of those pitchers except for Luisio. 888-808-1019. Some of you are still asking about why Stroman wasn't on the roster, and I'm like, he's not needed. And some of you are still tweeting me about why Stroman can't be on this night. Like, what? For what? He's not going to be used. He's not going to get a start. And, like, you prefer him to come out of the pen over any of the actual relievers? He's a starter. He shouldn't be, like, nah. I saw him partying last night, though. I saw him pouring champagne and popping champagne with the guy. He's still on the team. He didn't get DFA'd. But, like, I don't understand. I get tweets and I get calls about how come Stroman? What about Stroman? Why are they doing this to Stroman? They're not trying to hurt his feelings. There's only a certain amount of pitchers they can carry, position players they can carry. It is what it is. And it's about to change again for this next round. And we'll see what happens with Nestor Cortez being available. Maybe Anthony Rizzo being available. Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z. Anthony's in Carl Place. Anthony, you're on the fan. Go for it.
Hey, Keith, how are you? Longtime fan. Really appreciate what you do and bringing some energy to this place.
Thanks.
Obviously, October baseball, feeling a little chill in the air, bringing back some memories where baseball is being played back in October, back in Yankee Stadium. Definitely feeling that vibe. But I wanted to ask your opinion about Cabrera and Birdie. Who do you think is best fit? Are they going to rotate like they have been doing? Do you think someone had a better series than the other? I think Birdie looked pretty good playing first base.
I'm kind of leaning towards Bernie. Shout out to Bernie, though. I'm kind of leaning towards Birdie. I just think he surprised me with his athleticism and how good and quick his reflexes are over there at first base. Right-handed bat in the bottom of the order. It's almost kind of like having another leadoff hitter with his speed.
Yeah, I really felt like he gave a lot of energy to the team, too. You know, he didn't look uncomfortable.
Not at all. Like, he's 34 years old. He's been around the block. I don't know. I think they might still mix and match one or the other. I did kind of tip my cap to Cabrera because they won the two games that Cabby was in, and he did work some walks, and like, he wasn't bad.
Yeah. No, he definitely looked comfortable over there also, and they both weren't bad. I just feel like Birdie, being the veteran 34-year-old, gives a little energy. But having Cabrera as an option, too, obviously
depends,
is a good thing.
Depends who we're facing. Depends who's on the mound.
Yeah.
Depends if we're facing Tarek Skubal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It depends if we're facing the Tigers or we're facing the Guardians.
Yeah. One more thing. What do you think about it? I know you've been saying, you know, I really also agree with you that I really think that Nestor should get a start. I don't know. I think he could bring some energy. I know, you know, he's been a journeyman
for us.
Give
Nestor a postseason start in Yankee Stadium, bruh. Like, I don't know. I just think, like, Nestor is a competitor like that. He brings it. And, like, nasty Nestor night in the postseason would give us some juice. Like, there's a lot to be said about, like, guys' demeanors on the mound and how the team follows up after them. Like, I always felt that way about Jordan Montgomery. I'm like, he pitches slow. He doesn't really have too much. Like, I feel like the game is slow, and they never gave him run support. When Cole is on the mound, they believe they're going to win. When Rodon is on the mound, they believe anything could happen. This could be a bumpy ride. With Nestor on the mound, though, like, if Nestor has it, they're riding for Nestor.
Yeah, I definitely want to see Nasty Nestor in the playoffs. It'll be nice energy. Appreciate what you're doing. Have a great night.
Thanks for the call, Anthony. He deserves it. This is the guy that stepped up to take the ball on opening day. This is a guy who pitched the most innings out of anybody else in the rotation. This is a guy who, when, you know, Clark Schmidt came back, he took the demotion, right? He piggybacked from Clark Schmidt, went out of the bullpen, and he spoke on and said, no, I'm not happy about it, but I'll do whatever this team needs me to do to win. And they knew that. That's why they did that to him. And then he made some good starts down the stretch here before he got hurt, where we were kind of looking at Nestor like, hey, maybe Nestor deserves a postseason start. Remember having that conversation, Nestor versus Rodon, where I'm like, Nestor, I don't care what the contract says. 888-808-1019. I've got like 30 minutes left. Let's take this break. Call me up with your thoughts on the Mets. On the Yankees, we now know the Mets will face the Dodgers in the NLCS. Who will the Yankees face? KM to AM returns right after this.
Start some trouble and call the fan. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
888-808-1019, powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
I wish the Guardians played tonight. Because, like, now that we know who the Mets are going to face, I'm like, I don't want to wait another 24 hours to know who the Yankees are going to play. But, yeah, I'll see y'all up there Monday, Tuesday in the Bronx, and for the first time since 1988, the Mets take on the Dodgers. What happened in 88? I'll wait. Somebody will call and tell me. Eric is in Philly. Eric, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Great show.
Thanks. Thanks for checking in.
So what do you think in game one, starter for the Mets? Where would you go?
I mean, they're saying Kodai Senga.
You like it?
I liked it against the Phillies because the Phillies were coming off a week of nothing, and I felt like that was the first wrinkle in the series where, like, I mean, it worked. They ended up winning that game, and I guess go Kodai Senga.
Yeah, I mean, Manaris Senga, you know.
You know, there's...
But McNeil's on the roster, right? He made the roster?
No, McNeil is trying to make... They haven't put the roster out. He's trying to come back and potentially make... the roster. And shout out to my boy Dre. He added something on Twitter about, like, he says if McNeil's ready, he's going to get a roster spot because he's a utility player. He's their best utility player. He can play both the infield and outfield. And I replied, I'm like, yeah, that's a great pinch hit option when you need him to, left-handed bat. So, like, I mean, sorry, Ronald Acuna Jr.'s little brother. Like, Jeff McNeil is more valuable for a team trying to get to the World Series right now.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping in six, you know.
I don't know. It's great. We don't have to know. It's coming up. What's today? Friday? In 30 minutes, it'll be Saturday, and they'll play Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, are they firing great up the jet now? Were they waiting in the airport tonight to know whether they're going to San Diego or L.A.? And as soon as the final out, then the pilot's like, we're going to LAX.
Hey, New California, one way or the other, you know?
Yeah.
No, great story for you, though. My dad, diehard Yankee fan, 1986. I'm actually watching it now. He woke my brother and I up. We were 6 and 7. And Mets fan ever since. So hopefully we get another one. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. Thanks for the call, Eric. You got to love baseball. Here we are, folks. You know, with the Dodgers history, the Brooklyn Dodgers, with the Dodgers just being there all these years in the NLCS, even with the history that the Mets have with the Dodgers, the last time they made it to the World Series, even with this year, like I said, it's a full circle thing. After the Dodgers came here and swept the Mets, something changed. Something happened. From Jorge Lopez throwing his glove into the stands, Carlos Mendoza saying, we have standards. I remember saying, well, do you have standards? And I'd like to see them, Mr. Met. They got rid of him. They called the team meeting, and they started playing different. 888-808-1019. The script writers for MLB, they do their thing, man. They are writing a movie, and we have no idea what's going to happen next. But it's been fun so far. Let's continue. Rob in Bayonne. No, it's Bob in Bayonne on The Fan in New York. What's up, Bob?
What's going on? You are the pride of the Jersey Shore, baby.
Thanks. Thank you.
Actually, so two pitching-related questions with the Yankees. One, would they go into it with this series, assuming that they put on Nestor, and I guess they drop Grisham, whatever, that they plan that if you have Goodrow on for like three or four innings, and then the minute that he gets into trouble, then bring in Nestor as to fill out the middle part?
Yeah, maybe. But I don't know. Wouldn't you rather like throw them for a loop where it's like, you know, you have him piggyback a righty like Clark Schmidt or maybe even Luis Hill?
Yeah.
Throw Luis Hill one game and have Nestor ready to go if Hill struggles.
Yeah, and I know the tough thing that if you do this in, let's say, like a game two, then your game three is an unknown, whether it's Clark Schmidt or Hill, whatever they decide to do. But the other thing about this is, do you think the Yankees are having a conversation with Gerrit Cole to be like, hey, can you do short rest to kind of prepare him for that, you know, for this series if they need it, but also, you know, if they make it to the World Series?
I think he knows anything goes. It's all on the table. Whatever we're calling on you to do.
Yeah.
Be ready to roll, you know. We're in it now.
Of course. All right. Thanks, man. Let's go Yanks, hopefully.
Definitely. Thanks for the call, Bob. 888-808-1019. This is the Final Four. This is it. This is for the pennant. This is it. So if you're the ace of the staff, you're ready. I mean, think back to Gerrit Cole in the World Series with the Houston Astros waiting to come out of the bullpen, never getting his chance. You think Cole, they don't have to have conversations with Gerrit Cole. He'll be ready. And same thing with the Mets. They don't have to have conversations with these guys. I do think they're not going to show their hand. I do think they're like, I think they have the advantage. They don't have to necessarily, like, we'll see how it matches up. I can't call it, bro. I don't know. I'm not a manager, and I don't know exactly how, like, we're going to be surprised, right? We're going to be surprised. If it's Kodai Senga, fine. If, you know, the Dodgers have to throw a bullpen game, you know, the Mets have options. I think the Mets have a better starting rotation to throw in the series. And it's about these lineups. Like, Ohtani's been cold. I don't think Ohtani will pitch. I think all that talk about him, I don't think he'll pitch. I just don't, like, why would they risk that? They're paying this guy $700 million to be two players for the next 10 years. They've gotten this far without him pitching, right? They did go out there and get Flaherty and Kopech and Yamamoto. And, you know, obviously they're missing Tyler Glass now, but I don't think they'll risk it with Ohtani pitching. He better hit if he can't pitch. Tony's in Hoboken on The Fan. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, bud? I just wanted to talk about the Mets and the Dodgers series now coming in. I'm really pumped up that we have the real MVP versus the best hitter in baseball, and I really do believe Lindor should be winning that MVP. Wanted to get your thoughts on if you feel the playoff performance should impact MVP voting at all.
No, it won't.
Thank you.
It should. Thanks for the call, Tony. It won't, but it should. And I don't know, these writers, they love Ohtani. Major League Baseball loves Ohtani. Baseball should love Francisco Lindor and his story and what he's done for these Mets, but it's Ohtani's trophy every year. That's why I love that Judge went crazy in 2022 and took one from him, where they had to say, all right, this guy just broke a long-standing record. We got to give it to him. We can't give it to Ohtani. Lindor gets to go face-to-face with him, though. Like, Lindor gets to go head-to-head with him. And Lindor will have moments in the field that Ohtani will not have. So if Lindor hits better than him, which going off of the first series, I think there's a good chance, then the whole world will watch the given MVP versus the runner-up MVP, and that conversation can shift. I don't know. I just don't think it'll change the votes. I think these guys love Ohtani to the point where even though he's not pitching this year, they're just going to glaze him for that 50-50, and it could be a series where the Mets win in six, and Lindor shines with his glove in the field and hits home runs and hits doubles and works walks, and they're still going to be like, no, Shohei Ohtani's a unicorn. George is in Manhattan on the Fan. What's up, George?
Hey, man. Just wanted to, again, talk about, you know, you mentioned the history of the Mets, Dodgers, 1988. And I'm old enough to remember that series. Not the, you know, not as great a finish as Mets fans would have wanted, but it was an entertaining series. Oral Hershiser ended up being the superhuman pitcher that saved the Dodgers. But, you know, for this series, I thought, you know, the last season, last series against the Phillies, the Mets lefties pitching really came through against the righty hitters on the Phillies. And, you know, if they can use that as a strength again against the Dodgers, maybe that's a matchup that can help them prevail in this one.
Yeah, I mean, I just think this this has got to be what you wanted, right? Like, as a Mets fan, you, I think you had to have wanted the Dodgers over the Padres just based off of the aces that the Dodgers, that the Padres could roll out there on the mound. And when you're looking,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
When you're looking at the Mets, right? Like, with these days off, it's good that they got home. It's good that they handled their business and they got these days off. It's rumored that they could go Kodai Senga in game one, but they could go Sean Manaea, their best guy. They also could go Luis Severino, who's got postseason appearances. And I don't know. They have options, which is a good thing to have. And I think they obviously have more options than the Dodgers have.
I think so, too. I'm looking forward to the series. And I do think that this magic carpet ride that they're having is going to play a factor in the series as well.
Thanks for the call, George. 888-808-1019. So, yeah, the Dodgers won the series in 1988, 36 years ago, against the Mets, 4-3. So I'm sure, like, you know, I'm sure there's some Mets fans that remember being young for that, and now they're, you know, still here for this one, and now they have kids, and, like, that's cool. I think that's awesome. Like, to be like, yeah, I remember where I was in 1988 when Oral Hershiser, and it comes right back around. It's a script. I know you had a little bit of a revenge tour in mind with the Padres, but whatever. Go beat the Dodgers now.
Yeah, it's weird when you say that, because I remember it almost a little bit. Obviously, Subway Series in 2000 with Timo. And,
yeah.
And, but a lot for 2015 and the Royals is what I remembered, like, for that. That one really hurt, because you had that crazy postseason that Daniel Murphy had where he had, like, 10 or 11 home runs in like three straight in a three total combined series leading up to the World Series. And like, so when you have like that memory and these memories, because honestly, that's the last we've had, right? There hasn't been a lot of positive memories the last 10 years. People can say the 101 win team, but that team choked against the Padres. So I don't consider that a positive
memory. No, that's a negative end. It's a negative year. That year, you blew the division. That year, your starting pitchers from Scherzer to Chris Bassitt, DeGrom didn't have it, and the Braves were able to catch you, and I don't think you look at that year as a good year. Jeff is in Fairview. Hello, Jeff. You got it.
Hello. How are you, Keith?
Good.
I remember 1988. I was 28 years old. Now you know how old I am. I'm 64 now.
I can do the math quickly.
I'm still alive.
Good.
All right. The regular season, the Mets kicked the Dodgers, took us. We were 11-1 against them in the regular season. So, in the playoff game, I think it was game 7, I believe, Mike Socha hit a big, I think, 2-1 or 3-1 homer off Dwight Gooden. And they won the series. I mean, we were 11-1 against them.
Yeah.
In the regular season.
So you were confident coming into that. You probably thought the World Series was in hand.
Well, you know, it goes to show you, regular season don't mean a thing, right?
It's a different season. Yankees,
right. The Mets beat the Yankees. They're 4-0 this year. But who knows if we get that far, who knows what's going to happen.
The Dodgers beat the Mets 4 out of 6 games this year and 4 in a row to end the season series with the sweep.
Right. Yeah, they've been really tough on us, you know, the last few years. And can I say something, McNeil?
Yeah.
I will say this. when Zach Wheeler was pitching, it crossed my mind. I said, you know what? We really miss McNeil. Because we only had like three lefties in the lineup. He would have been the fourth guy. You had Lindor, Winker, and Nimmo. And then that's when it crossed my mind. You know what? We need McNeil. So, you know, and he was terrible the first half of the season. We all know that. But after the All-Star break, the guy hit a lot of big home runs. I want him back. He's part of the team. You know, I don't think it's going to ruin the chemistry. Like you said, he'll be a pinch hitter. He might get a start here and there. But, yeah, would I have him back? I will. I would have him back. So maybe we'll get lightning in the bottle and get hot. And I know it might ruin it. I don't know. It's very tough. But
it's good to have options. If you can have a guy like that that's a batting champ, has been an all-star, plays multiple positions, another left-handed bat, a pinch hit option, Happy Jeff.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's see it. It's all part of the script.
And who knows? Maybe someone gets hurt. So we need him on the roster at least. So
yeah.
You never know. You know, Marte always gets hit by pitches. You know, we need an extra guy in there. And yes, I would definitely do it.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. You know, God forbid I said that. I'm like, I've been saying without saying, I'm like, stay healthy, everybody. I don't want to see anybody lose one of their star players, but like that's a narrative that happens in all sports. Somebody ends up winning a lot of times because somebody else is missing one of their main guys. Look at the Knicks. Like, look at the NBA. It's every single year in the NBA. Giannis disappears. Giannis was hurt, right? Embiid was hobbled. Like, that same thing had happened with the Yankees. Remember, was it 2012 when Jeter got hurt against, I mean, we probably weren't beating the Tigers regardless, but like, stay healthy. And if you can add a guy like Jeff McNeil, of course you're going to add a guy like Jeff McNeil. No offense to Luis Angel Acuna. You just got here, bro. You're a rookie. Thanks for your help. Thanks for the contributions. But Jeff McNeil is more a part of this group and deserves it if he's healthy and he's ready to contribute. 888-808-1019. Here comes my last 10 minutes. Let's take this quick time out and we'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
I feel that we had to go in a different direction, and that's why I did that today. This change, the change that we made today, that I made, I believe will bring new energy and positivity that will lead to more wins starting now.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Hell yeah. Another 5-hour KM to AM in the books. The kids say it just hits different. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for just adding to the show all night as we talk football and baseball mostly. And Charlotte Carroll joined us to talk Giants. And the Schmooze came through to talk Mets. If you missed anything, rewind in the Free Odyssey app. All of this goes to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, search Keith McPherson, wherever you get your podcasts. Hoff is coming up next. Let me try and take these calls before my time runs out. Joe is in Newtown, Pennsylvania. Joe, you're on The Fan.
Hey, Keith, I respect your work very much. You were mentioning Mets-Dodgers, and you mentioned 88. I was at the Scotia game also. I think it was game 4 because we lost the next game next afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Won game 6 in L.A. and then lost game 7. But anyway, you mentioned 88, and 2015, granted, not a championship series, but division series.
Right.
We did beat them and won game 5 in L.A., which was nice.
Right.
So anyway, dialing forward, what do you think the key is going to be for this series when all is said and done? Is it Diaz, who's been up and down? Is it the Dodgers' starting rotation is a little questionable right now? What do you think will, you know, there's a lot of elements, but what do you think might be the defining factor?
I think you got to keep Ohtani down. Ohtani did not show up. Ohtani did not have a good showing in his first postseason series. You can't let him beat you. You can't have him hitting multiple home runs in a game. He's going to have the most at-bats. You got to keep Ohtani down. I think the Mets' bats are going to be just fine against whoever's throwing the ball for the Dodgers. I don't think the Dodgers are really excited about facing the Mets because the Mets are the hottest team and been the best team since June. I think it's about keeping Ohtani down. And, yeah, your pitching's got to be solid. Your bullpen's got to be solid. But I think you'll be able to outscore them. I think you're going to hit better than them. Same way you did with the Phillies. Right? Bryce Harper didn't kill you. Kyle Schwarber didn't kill you. As long as you keep the stars down, your stars have shown themselves, and you have multiple stars. It isn't just Lindor. It could be Nimmo. It could be Alonso. It could be Vientos. Who knows? I'm waiting for Francisco Alvarez to have his moment. JD Martinez, Jesse Winker, Starling Marte. Jose Iglesias. So, yeah, this is going to be a good one. I think this is going to be epic. It's going to be more fun than whoever the Yankees are facing.
Well, it should be fun. Enjoy it all. Take care.
Thanks for the call. Speaking of that update, I was wrong. Shout out to Lou Goodman. That game was supposed to be tomorrow at like 7:30 because of some type of weather issue. They have moved Tigers Guardian Game 5 to 1:08 p.m. Great. Eddie is in Bergen County on the fan. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, Keith. How's it going, buddy?
Good.
Good, good. Hey, I have a question for you. I'm a longtime Mets fan, like 46 years. You know, I used to go to Shea with my dad and stuff. Like, do you think any of the American League teams currently would have been able to get through what the Mets got through with the Brewers and Atlanta?
Maybe the Tigers. And that's the only parallel that I've been able to draw is like those two teams, six seeds, they've been hot. They got hot at the end of the year, last 2 months, and powered their way through. Last call goes to Tom in Watertown, Connecticut. You're in there, Tom.
Keith, good to talk to you. A longtime Mets fan since I was 11 years old in 86. Little worried about, excuse me, Kodai Senga pitching. Is he actually pitching to live batters right now, like in between starts? Because he hasn't pitched in a while now, and you're talking possibly pitching Sunday. And also, what do you think of the TV ratings are going to be in the New York area? You think more people will be watching the Mets game than the Giants game?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, right? Because we've got Sunday night football, Giants hosting the Bengals. Thanks for the call, Tom. We've got now the NLCS on Sunday. Man, this is going to be a fun few days. Monday, it's just a great week. We're blessed. If you're into sports, which obviously you are, if you're listening at 11:53 on a Friday night, like, here we go, WFAN. Another great week on deck. Man, thanks for everybody that listened to my shows this week. I appreciate you guys. I got to go home and go to sleep. I'm beat down. I'm run down, but I've run through the tape. The race is over. Coming up next, Peter Hoffman on the fan, and he can talk all through Mets versus Dodgers and what's to come. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Fan. Have a good night and a good week, and I'll see you guys Monday.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN, New York. It's better.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.